Welcome to Witch's Brew. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Emma, and we are the hosts of this mystic pod. Welcome back!
Welcome to 2021!
Wow, 2021. I'm not used to it, saying that, honestly.
No, it hasn't really sunk in.
No.
It feels like a long fever dream that is never going to end.
It does. I agree. I felt like, midnight came yesterday, and or this morning, and it was weird. Like, it didn't feel like any other New Year's. It just was like,
oh. It was so weird because for the past few New Years, I think I've spent them with you.
And yeah.
And we've done cool, like, last year oh my god, it was so ironic. Just like everyone else's New Year last year. We were all together drinking champagne and getting emotional and being like, 2020, it's going to be the best year yet. We're going to all achieve our dreams.
We were so happy. We were so happy.
We were so happy. And I don't want to, like, knock us for being happy, because I'm really happy that we were happy and we were very hopeful. But I feel like everyone has a very renewed sense of hope for this new year. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's less it makes more sense to be, like, so happy for the new year.
Yeah, but also cautious. Happened. Yeah, also cautious. I feel like last year you're like, yay, we're just in this, and we never thought anything would happen like this past year. And now I feel like going into 2021, I'm just, like, ready for anything at this point, so.
It's definitely an eye-opener for everyone, and not in good, like, some in good ways and some in bad ways, but at least we are all a little, like, smarter and more aware of, like, what can happen.
On a more
light note, how was your New Year's? Did you do anything fun? Or actually, we haven't even recorded since Christmas, have we? I don't think
no. I want to say that it's been a while since we recorded. I'm trying to think.
I mean, what is time? I don't
know honestly
anymore.
Well, the last few weeks of the year honestly just fly by, and all these holidays, we have Christmas, New Year's, are all in wrapped in, like, one pretty much, so it kind of was a blur, honestly. But all in all, it was a pretty good Christmas and New Year's. I was just kind of relaxing, didn't really do a whole lot, which was fun, just to kind of take a break from being too crazy and doing anything too outrageous, which was nice. But yeah, all in all, it was good. Yeah. What about you?
It's definitely been very laid back for us. Like, Christmas was very busy. We went to our families and did presents and, mm-hmm. like, all of the normal Christmas stuff, so
yeah,
that was cool to, like, have some normalcy. But it's not like it wasn't snowing, and then all of a sudden it was, like, snowing, which was another thing to deal with. But it's been nice and relaxing. We've been very lazy, and now we have to clean the whole apartment now that we've lazed around for Christmas and New Year's, but it was worth it. It was really nice to just relax and enjoy the end of this year.
Yeah. No, totally. It's definitely, it's nice just to kind of bring in the new year and not have a whole lot going on. But yeah, the snow, it's actually snowing right now. Side note, it's kind of magical.
I always keep my, like, drapes closed and my blinds closed. Like, I really like the ambiance of my drapes closed, so I can never see outside, so I don't actually know if it's snowing here, but it's snowing in Madison.
It probably is. Yes, it's snowing in Madison. Beautiful. It started very soft. It was, like, very few flakes coming down, and then it just started going, coming down harder, and now it's just kind of steadily coming down. But it's kind of magical, and I like it when you're inside to enjoy it.
I hate dealing with it when you have to brush it off your car and drive in it, but at night when it's, like, in the street and it's dark out and it's all in the lights, I love how pretty it is. But,
no, it was magical.
On another note, I do want to talk about if you got any fun things for Christmas, because I spent so much time enjoying all my gifts from Earthbound.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Which, this wasn't a Christmas present, but I did get some more incense. I went to Earthbound recently, and I stocked up. And I'm loaded now. I was burning some last night, actually, and it was great. It was It was wonderful.
So my dad just gave me like a gift card for Christmas, and I made Andy go to Earthbound with me, and we picked out I made him pick out the, like, you know, you can do the 100 incense for $10
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Which is quite a deal.
That is a deal. And
we did it, and he's like doing it, helping me with all the bags, and he goes, oh my god, I don't know if I would have said yes to this if I knew it was going to take this long, like the middle of the store. I'm like, just do it, just put them in the bags and go.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, I got incense, I got an Earthbound blanket,
I love that.
A little incense burner, like, box. Oh, I'm just surrounded by incense and
you're the incense queen.
Witchy and mystic in my room now.
Yes, you gotta have all the vibes. You're gonna love this. I've been waiting to share this with you, a gift that I got. But yeah, I got the gift from my sister, and I was like waiting to show you, but I wanted to do it over when we were Skyping. But she got me, one of her gifts to me, she got me ritual incense. Here's the little, it's in a little jar. And,
oh my god,
as they say, so it's ritual incense for deepening awareness and spiritual connection. And it's like, it honestly smells like tea. And it's like these little, like, leaves, crystals, and like just dry, you know, it's like just incense. And it smells so good.
And oh, it's my just, gosh, it's so cute too, you guys. Yeah. It's like in this tiny little, like, apothecary jar. Oh my gosh, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
So we have to have some rituals pretty soon.
So witchy and mystic. Yes, we can have some long distance rituals together.
Yes. So I was really excited to share that with you. That was one of my presents, and it's just so witchy. It goes ties right into our podcast vibe and everything. So
yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. I totally forgot to tell you until just now. This was great to tell it on the podcast. So, I am not a big, like, wine drinker at all, but my mom got me, we live really close to Door County, which, I don't know if there's anyone not from Wisconsin who listens to us, but if you don't know, Door County is just, I don't even know how to explain it from someone who's not from here. Like, just a tiny town where people go on vacation in Wisconsin because everywhere else is boring as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge, other than, like, Madison. It's a huge tourist. Yeah, it's a huge tourist place with, like, and there's, like, the lake and bay and lots of water to do lots of water activities.
All the cabins, you can go there throughout the years. And then, of course, like, there's really good shopping and all of the expensive boutiques and stuff. So it's, like, a cute little vacation town. And
really pretty.
Anyway, my mom got me, well, she got us, and I will save it for when we can finally reunite one day, hopefully soon. She got us wine from Door County called Witch's Brew.
Oh my gosh! Wait, that's the name of the wine? That's amazing! Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's Witch's Brew, and it's like a fall wine. It's like I don't think it's like a cider, but it's like a mulled spices kind of wine. And it sounds really good.
Wow.
You
have
to drink it, and yeah. I will save it for when we're together again.
Yes, please do. I am looking forward to that, to drinking that with you. It's going to be so much fun.
It'll be an amazing toast. We'll let you guys know about it.
Maybe we'll be able to record together in the same room at that point, you know, if all goes well this year, and we can drink it together while we're recording.
That'll be perfect. We'll toast and everything on the podcast.
That'd be so perfect.
I swear we'll do it.
It's going to happen.
Okay, perfect.
It's going to happen.
All right, well.
Yeah, should we dive in?
Rattled on and on. Yeah, now that we've talked about us for long enough, I think we can get into our topic.
Our lovely topic.
Let me pull up my notes here. So, this week I am going to be covering, if you were here for last week, you'll know this, I'm going to be covering past life regression, and Emma is going to be covering reincarnation.
Yes, we cannot wait for this. I have been looking forward to this episode for a while, and it's going to be a blast just getting into this. So, I think, Jordan, you said you wanted to start first with the past life, and then we'll dive right into the reincarnation after that.
Yes, I think after we compared our notes and everything, I feel like this will be a good one to start with.
Yeah, it kind of transitioned better.
More people. Yeah, and I think people know a little bit about past life regression. It's kind of in the title. So we will just jump right in. And I just want to start, actually, with all of my sources just to get them right out of the way. I'm going to list all of my
sources. We're the same! We're the same, because I literally listened to that, too.
I know. I was like, I just need to have my sources before I start reading, so don't forget. So,
yes,
we have an article called Past Life Regression from OutlanderPastLives.com. We have History of Past Life Regression Therapy from ARRRGlobal.org. We have Past Life Regression Therapy Review from OprahMag.com. We have, I put a few YouTube videos and I included their links. So we'll put those in the show notes. And then I have an article from Brian Weiss.
Nice.
Whew. So.
Yes.
Articles for this one. Lots of research.
Lots of research. I love to see it.
All right. So let's dive into past life regression. Modern science defines past life regression as a gentle hypnotherapy that does exactly what it sounds like. It takes you back through time to your previous life. In this context, it's thought that we all have these memories of our past life, but they are normally hidden by our subconscious mind, and this hypnotherapy can help us uncover it. So it's a form of hypnosis, which is already getting into a very controversial zone of psychology. So it's a pretty controversial kind of therapy, but it is well studied, and I find it very interesting.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
Have you heard of past life regression or seen the hypnosis or anything before, like, we started researching?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always been really intrigued by it. I haven't seen a lot of, like videos or anything like that, but I just remember whenever I did, I would just be really into it and want to know more, and just be really intrigued to know more, but I've always kind of liked it, because I've always wanted to know, kind of, more personally, I wanted to kind of someday, hopefully, be able to discover my past lives, if I've had any, and stuff like that. So I'm definitely intrigued by it all, and I don't know a lot about, like, the background of it, though, and, like, everything like that, but.
Yeah, and honestly, the background, I mean, just like you are interested in it, I am interested in it, and just about everyone else in history has been interested in it, too, because the practice of past life regression therapy has a super long history that goes basically back until probably far longer than we can even track it in history. But as far as we know, it goes back to ancient times. And examples of regression practice during ancient times include Greek dream. The Greek dream incubation centers, which sounds like
That sounds so cool.
I definitely highlighted that as like, okay, we might have to set aside a whole separate section for this, because I need to have a whole episode on whatever a Greek dream incubation center is.
Yeah, that sounds so like kind of intense, but also very interesting.
I think it's the word incubation that's throwing me off.
I picture like a weird like pod thing, or like someone like just goes into this weird like box or something.
Something very alien.
Yeah, very alien like.
They had aliens helping them.
I love it. I need to know more.
Yes. Along the same line, we have other examples of regression practice in Greek and Egyptian mystery schools. Okay. And then Prati Prasav, which references Vedic literature of ancient India. Jati Smaran, the name given to past life recall in Jain scriptures. And then references of past life recall also exist in Buddhist scriptures. As we mentioned, Buddhism is going to be probably brought up in like every episode we talk about from now on, definitely. Because their spiritual practices so far beyond. but yeah, and then in spite of its ancient history, past life regression is still a continuous evolving field, with a very wide range of techniques that have been developed. Oh, I just dropped my ring. Hold on. Pause for tech. Oh, I dropped my ring. It was an emergency. Oh my god. I'm the worst.
Okay. Get together.
Nobody Get yell together. At me. Whew. All right. I'm just going to start from this section mm-hmm. again. So yeah, there are clearly a lot of different religions and different cultures all over the world that have used past life regression, and humans have been interested in it, just like dreams, mm-hmm. forever, which I think is interesting because when I think of hypnotism,
yeah.
or, and again, that's another thing we could do an yeah. episode on because it's so rich. But when I think of hypnotism, I think of, like, a modern, like, almost like a tacky magician with, like, a
yep.
a clock mm-hmm. thing, you know, a pocket watch that dangles in front of you. And that's not what this is at all. It's by, like, licensed therapists mm-hmm. who are actually trained to, like, guide you through this. And it's a real therapy that can help people. So I thought that was really interesting because I didn't really connect in my mind that this would go all the way back to ancient times and probably even much
no yeah totally
than we even realize.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like going back to, you know, way back to our tarot episode when I was talking about, it's like those images we have, like with tarot readers, how you thought of like a woman in a room with like earrings and cards and incense and tapestries. Like there's these images, like you said, with the hypnotism and the hypnotist and how it's like a man with a clock and everything, like, or like watch, and these images we just have in our mind, and that's why a lot of people just don't know about the depth of the history of this and how there's a lot more than it's proposed to us and how what we see, you know.
Yeah,
so that's what I love about just learning yeah. about these topics, because there's so much more below the surface that no one really knows.
Me too. And I honestly didn't even know about past life regression as a therapy until I saw it on Oprah. Mm-hmm.
Good old Oprah.
I don't know about you, but okay, so I am super into YouTube, mm-hmm. and I'm one of those people that just like goes on internet black hole dives where you just keep like clicking next video, next video, next video, next video, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm watching compilations of old Oprah videos from like the early 2000s.
Well, sometimes that's some
flashback, but it's really it.
Yeah, somehow that just goes
really
in.
It's really cool. I don't. Have you ever watched like the old Oprah videos on YouTube?
No, I just think that's hilarious how like, I've gone down so many YouTube rabbit holes, and it's just so funny what yeah. things come up, like what videos come up. And I'm just picturing, you know, these Oprah videos just showing up, but I have not seen them.
Yeah,
personally.
Okay, well, Oprah loves past life regression, it seems, because I always get like different examples of Oprah having different people on to her show to talk about past life regression.
Interesting.
There is a very famous doctor that I will talk about coming up soon, therapist doctor that she references a lot and that she has on the show. It's really interesting. So I am going to talk about her YouTube videos. I am going to talk about one of the really interesting stories from it, but first I want to share an article on the site that I cited above that was written by Michelle Darasaw, who experienced past life regression during a mid-30s. She said she proclaims herself that she was in like a mid-30s existential crisis, and she just needed like a change in her life. She felt like she was at a block, and she wanted to try therapy. Kind of like, it seems like the common element is that people are like, oh my god, I feel like I've tried everything. Mm-hmm. I've tried every medicine and every therapy, and nothing works. So I guess I'll try past life therapy. And she went into it a complete skeptic because it's just not anything she believed yeah. in.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out completely transformed.
Wow.
So she was able to work with a trained professional and Barham And Michelle was able to actually overcome her anxiety. She's tried to meditate before, but has constant anxiety. And this was the first time she was able to slip into a meditative state through Barham's instruction. So it really takes an important professional to be able to help you through this. But basically through her instruction, Michelle jumped through multiple timelines. She was a little girl and she was her mother. Wow. And then she was a 20-year-old woman who looked like her mother. Oh. And then she was a boarding school graduate.
That's very interesting.
She was basically just, she was just going through all of these things. And that's something common that happens. People realize that they've stayed with their same families throughout multiple lifetimes, or they were their mother or they were their father at some point in a different lifetime. It's very interesting. And she didn't actually immediately understand all of the messages she received or how they related to her current life, but she was blown away by the process and the experience itself, because she said it was so real. She basically went into it thinking, and this is what I think a lot when I meditate, like, she went into it thinking, oh, all of this is basically BS. It's just my own mind making up stuff. It's not anything real. And the difference was it felt so real to her. She said she was completely aware, but she was also completely in this. Like, she felt everything, she heard everything. It was so immersive. And in the end, she said that she felt like the experience taught her to take more time for the things that she enjoyed, like reading and writing, because that came up throughout a lot of her regression. And she saw how happy she was and how sure of herself she was in a lot of her life. And she tried to take that with her in this current life. And I just thought that was really interesting.
That is!
And her therapist said, you know, it's okay if you don't know what the message is right now. Just like with a dream or anything that you get, any guidance you get that you feel like is from spirit or whatever you believe, it's okay if you don't understand it at the moment, because, like, your subconscious can slowly kind of, like, digest and process it over time.
No, totally. It's just so powerful, and it's so individualized. Like, I feel like each person has their own experiences, and you learn things about yourself, and it's all about what the individual takes out of it, which is it's a common theme with a lot of the topics we've been talking about, how it's all kind of your own path, and you learn all these things, and you can interpret them your own ways, and there's no set rules. There are no rules. There's no, like, standard. It's very open, which is also positive, because it's not as intimidating as maybe some people think, so I think that's super interesting. Right.
Well, and the thing I keep thinking is, like, okay, I totally understand this is a therapy and this helps people, but for me, it's also just so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what my past lives were. Like, I always say, you and I both say, like, there are so many times that we wish we could go back to, so many things we wish we could experience. Well, maybe we are so pulled and drawn to those things because we did experience them in a past life, and maybe some part of us does remember it and is drawn to it. I think that's just so interesting.
Yes, I definitely, there's been a lot of moments in my life, and like you said, we've talked about this so much, and I honestly believe that we have at least crossed paths before multiple times in past lives, just from our connection alone, and just kind of connecting on our experiences. But yeah, there's been some moments in time where I'm like, I feel like I experienced that, I had to have, because you're just so drawn to it, like you said. So
that's definitely something that I think about a lot, and we've talked about this so much just on our own, and this is why we call, like, each other, like, soul sisters, but there are some people I meet in my life that are so, like, the energy around them and the way they make me feel is just so different to anyone else, in a way that it's, like, you can immediately talk to them, you can immediately, like, feel comfortable around them, and, like, that's really, like, I feel, like, difficult for anyone, honestly. Like, that's not a natural thing. So I have a few people, like you, my fiance. It's still very weird saying fiance, by the way.
I love it.
Like, there have been so a very few people, but people that I feel like, okay, I don't know if I fully buy into the whole past life thing and the reincarnation thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if it's real, I've definitely met people other lifetimes because I feel so drawn to them in this one.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Think that's so, just the possibility of it is so intriguing.
It is. And it's something that it's such a mystery and I just want to know more. I just wish it was more simple and we could just easily understand it, but it kind of makes it more fun to not understand it because then you try to decipher what things could mean and it's endless. But yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, the other story that I wanted to share, and I'm not really going to go fully into this because I really think you should all go watch it. Go enjoy some good old fashioned, like 90s Oprah.
Yes.
Quality. It's quality television.
I'm picturing it now.
it's on. So it's Oprah. It is. I'm trying to see if I found the title. Okay. I don't have the title, but I promise you'll be able to find it if you just like search a few of these things. Basically, Oprah had on an American psychologist who was famous for his work in past life regression therapy. He was basically one of the first people to do it in modern times. And his name is Dr. Weiss. He basically on the show leads a young woman through past life regression because she has a terrifying fear of dolls. And mm-hmm. she's had it ever since she can remember, she's been terrified mm-hmm. of dolls. And basically he leads her through this experience. And she basically has this insane immersive experience of being with her family on a farm and being killed in a fire.
Oh my gosh.
And it's very difficult for her. She's crying. It's really crazy and it feels very real when you're watching it mm-hmm. and you can tell she felt like it was real too. And basically through this I want you guys to watch it, but she's kind of able to let go of her fear of dolls. And Dr. Weiss theorizes that it's all because of in her past life, she used to be a mother, and mm-hmm. it was all of this fear for her children, and different timelines were crossing in her. It was all of this crazy stuff. You'll have to watch it. It's very interesting. But
I definitely will. That sounds crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to see how how things can connect to how, and you can trace to kind of go back and see why, you know, you have these feelings and this kind of intense emotions and how that connects to, you know, kind of going back and deciphering why you're feeling that way and what could have led to that.
And even if you can't buy the past life regression, it doesn't even have to be that. It could just be the explanation mm-hmm. could be as simple as our subconscious is more powerful than we know, and it's actually trying to communicate with us through this like weird form of do you know what I mean? Like it's just
it
can go all the way back to it just being our subconscious, which is still just as interesting to me. I think that you can have these such like visceral experiences of these past lives, whether you had them or not.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm, totally.
So the only other story I will recommend is a YouTube video by a girl that I love. She's a YouTuber and her channel is called Sky Life. She basically does almost like video form of what we are trying to do in this podcast. She tries all of these mystic, witchy, health, like basically all of these really cool things. Mm-hmm. And tarot and all of these things, and she did it. So go watch Sky Life. Her video is called I Tried Past Life Regression, and that's really great too if you want a really good video that explains kind of like if you are going to do this therapy with a professional, this is what the entire process is like. That's a good video if you want to learn more about that.
Nice.
But if you don't have the money for past life regression therapy, which can obviously be very pricey, mm-hmm. especially because there aren't that many people that do past life regression, the therapists aren't very attainable, especially in COVID. I'm not sure how easy it is now. Maybe you can do it more online. Yeah. My number one tip is to make sure if you're going to use anyone, anyone can say that they're a medium online. Anyone can say that they can do past life mm-hmm. mediumship for you and charge like $100. So don't get scammed. If you want to do it, if you want to do it with a professional, just get a certified therapist to do it. But I say if you don't have the money for that, just do it yourself. If you want to experience past life regression, you can totally experience it by yourself. You just have to do research because there are a ton mm-hmm. of YouTube videos that have guided meditation that will lead you through past life regression meditation. Is it going to be as good as a certified therapist? Probably not, but it's something you can try. The only thing is just remember that you mm-hmm. might get stuck in a scary situation, like a past life that was negative, and you just have to be mindful of that before you go into it, of you might want someone guiding you through it who's actually there. But there, if you want to do it by yourself, you more than can. You don't have to pay someone a ton of money to do it for you. And if you have tarot cards, you can do past life regression readings. Ooh. And Emma and I might have time for that later.
Yeah.
So we might go over that later. But you can totally do it by yourself. And I definitely encourage anyone to, if you're interested in it, if you feel like you're an old soul, if you feel like you don't, you know, if you just are really drawn to the idea of this. There are definitely mm-hmm. ways you can do it without paying someone a ton of money, so I definitely recommend checking that out. And before I give it over to you, Emma, I just thought I would give you some of the top little believed signs that different people say means that you are an old soul.
Ooh, I cannot wait to hear these.
Yes, which I definitely think are... I experience these, and I think you'll relate. But some signs you're an old soul are if you have reoccurring dreams, especially something that's very visceral and feels like a memory, and especially, of course, if it's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Frequent deja vu, like something's happening over and over. Precognition or frequent premonition of things before they happen. Like with the doll, unexplained fears and phobias. You might feel older than your peers, or you struggle to fit in, you don't feel like you have a place in this lifetime, or it can be something not even as extreme as that, but you're just drawn to a certain
area. Oh yes, oh yes.
Which,
very personal to me.
Emma, yeah, Emma has a love calling to the 90s.
Yes, the 90s, or even the 70s, but more the 90s, honestly. More than 90s. Even though I was born in the 90s, but, like, more so as, like, someone who is the age I am now in the 90s.
Yeah. And I don't have, like, a specific time that mm-hmm. I really relate to, but I do, Emma and I really have both experienced this because we both feel like old souls. And for me, like I said, the thing that makes me believe it is when I meet people and I just feel like I've known them forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very unexplained and cool. And if you experience any of those, you might be an old soul, hopefully, like Emma and I are.
Yes, we are. We are definitely old souls. I believe it.
And before we get into your section, Emma, I am going to ask you for a water break because I've never been thirstier. Oh, my God.
Get that water.
Yeah, we need to take a water break. So we'll be right back, you guys.
Yes.
All right, we're back from my quick water break. All right. Well, now that we have gone over past life regression therapy, some signs that you're an old soul, and some stories, Emma is going to lead us into a little bit more of how this can be possible with reincarnation. So take it away, Emma.
Yes, yes, I cannot wait to get into this topic, but just like with Jordan, I'm going to list my sources first. Which I think is hilarious that we literally have the same brain, because I was thinking that too. I was like, I need to say them before I start talking. So I have some articles. So one of the articles was 9 Signs of a Reincarnated Soul from HuffPost. Reincarnation from Britannica. 20 Theories on Life After Death from MSN. Reincarnation from Wikipedia. And 15 Stories of Reincarnation That Even Make Skeptics Wonder from Ranker. So, those are my articles.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Me too. This is another topic that I have always been intrigued by, but I never knew a lot, especially about the beginnings of it. And as with, you know, past life regression and what Jordan was talking about, it goes back to ancient times, and there's such an extensive history to it. So I kind of just pulled out some key points of the origins of it and kind of different religious background of it, but it's just so extensive that it's crazy. I couldn't even get through. There's so much material. I bet there's like millions more like a million articles on this. But basically the definition of reincarnation is the philosophical or religious belief that the non-physical essence of a living being starts a new life in a different physical form or body after biological death. It is also called rebirth or transmigration.
Oh.
And so although the origins of the notion of reincarnation are obscure, it has been a subject that has been discussed philosophically throughout India and Greece and Greek cultures, as well as through a doctrine taught by Celtic Druids.
Cool.
Which I was like, yes, I was so intrigued by that.
Yeah, I want to know everything.
I know, same. That's why I just scratched the surface, but there's a lot on this. But I guess kind of a similar process or an idea to reincarnation is resurrection, which is probably a familiar word to a lot of people. But that is hypothesized by some religions and also involves the person who dies to come back to life in the same body that they had died in previously. So like Jesus in like Christianity and stuff. Ooh. So basically that's like, it's not the same, but it's kind of another idea that kind of aligns almost with reincarnation, but just kind of stems off with a little bit different.
That kind of reminds me of like, I had never whenever I had heard about reincarnation or past lives, it was always kind of kitschy, as in the, like, you know, everyone has heard, like, you were Cleopatra in a past life. Like, you can take those stupid BuzzFeed quizzes of, like, you were so-and-so in a past life. It's like, okay, not everyone can be freaking Cleopatra in a past life, okay?
I know.
And like, also, like, I think we can trace my ancestors back pretty far away from Cleopatra. I think that's not it. So, like, no. I think it's very interesting to think about the fact that you can be reincarnated not only into the same body, but you can kind of be reincarnated as the same person, but in a different lifetime. Like, yes. You can be the same, like, basically have the same body, the same face, the same kind of personality, but maybe in the 1800s, and then also now. It's just, I hadn't really heard of something like that before, and it's so interesting.
Yeah, it is really interesting. I think that's such a crazy, just to think about it, all the possibilities of that. So the word reincarnation actually derives from Latin, which is the literally meaning entering the flesh again.
Oh.
Which I didn't know that either, and
that makes sense.
That was kind of cool.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. very straightforward, entering the flesh again. So reincarnation has been a prominent aspect of many religions, and those of which include Buddhism, Hinduism, Jainism, many streams of Judaism, and most paganism as well. And however, it is very important to note that there are Hindu and pagan groups who do not believe in reincarnation, but they do believe in the afterlife. So that was kind of just an addition. It's not just a generalization that every single aspect of these religions right. are.
Well, it's kind of like Christianity, where like a Catholic denomination, some people within the Catholic denomination believe in purgatory, mm-hmm. and some people even like within, still within the Catholic denomination, don't believe in purgatory, and like it's yeah. all of those. I'm sure every religion has all of those tiny little denominations that have their secular beliefs and everything like that.
Yeah, so also Hinduism, Jainism, and Buddhism all hold in a common doctrine of karma, which is the law of cause and effect, states that what one does in the present life will have an effect on the next life.
We definitely need to do an episode on karma, because I am
yeah.
obsessed with it.
That's another thing. A lot of the stuff that we kind of uncover in these articles are just could be episodes in themselves. Like, we talked about mediums and karma. Like, a lot of these can just be standalone for sure.
Right.
So to keep that in mind.
Okay.
for sure. And also
I'm
another
interesting.
I'm pulling
up the sheet right now and putting it in there.
Yes, please do. Please do. So also a few other groups who hold belief in forms of reincarnation are Indigenous Peoples of America and Australia, which in addition to those other bigger religious groups, which I did not know as well. So just continuing on with my just finding all this cool stuff that I had no idea about before, which I love.
I think one of the most surprising things to me is how we're already learning, and I feel like I already knew this a little bit, but every episode we're learning how interconnected our cultures are mm-hmm. throughout time, throughout even our religions are very similar throughout time and history. Yeah. It's as different as everything is. Like, we are all very similar in what intrigues us and what we study and what we are trying to work out and discover.
So that being said, with its diverse origin and history, reincarnation has been a topic of interest amongst many cultures across many centuries. But in our modern world, it isn't as prominent in daily conversation, but will always be of peak interest in those who believe, as well as skeptics. I feel like it kind of just draws everyone in, and while not trying to generalize, I feel like pretty much everyone has either thought about death and or the wonders of what could be after death. I know I have, and I'm sure you have, Jordan. So it just, like I said, it pulls everyone in. If you're a skeptic, believer, everyone is kind of intrigued, you know, by a lot of these topics. And reincarnation is, of course, very ominous, mystical, and unexplained. That's why we are covering it in our podcast, because, of course, it fits right in. But yeah, so that's kind of a little bit about the sort of origins and history. Now I pulled together a list of some theories that I found on reincarnation, and just to note, all these theories are not, like, directly associated with any religion or culture. They're just kind of a reflection of more of a shared mystical approach to reincarnation as a whole, so they don't really tie into anything religious specifically. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them could, I'm sure right. a lot of them do, but it's not like they are religious. It's just kind of more of a mystical approach that people have kind of thought of over the years. So, of course, the theory of being reborn, life starts over immediately after death. So this theory would explain the various feelings of deja vu, like Jordan mentioned before about the old souls, and just stuff we've experienced throughout our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a theory that it just kind of starts immediately. Like, after you die, you might kind of transition mm-hmm. to the next life right away. So that's one. Also, the paranormal theory is for those who believe that in paranormal phenomena and say that we are able to contact our loved ones after we die through the use of a medium. So, which, as Jordan kind of mentioned or talked about mediums a little bit before in her section, which, I mean, that one to kind of, I don't know, just take it with a grain of salt, because there's a lot out there that obviously is not, I don't know, just people that are trying to make money. So to be careful about who you go to see and really do your research, like we've kind of been talking about, right. to make sure
you don't get scammed. And not to say that people aren't, and not to discredit anyone, because there are amazing intuitives out there, and I fully mm-hmm. believe, and if that helps you, like, go for it. just know that if you're going to be paying a ton of money, because some people charge a ton of money, just, like, do your research, find someone reputable, find someone who maybe has given amazing readings to people you know. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's, like, that's what you do for anything. I don't even, like, go to a hairstylist if someone I know hasn't gone to them first. So, just do your research before you give your money to someone, like, a medium over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. All right, so another theory is theories on the souls being transported to alternate dimensions and universes after death.
Ooh.
Which that kind of, it kind of has like a almost sci-fi feel to that.
I love that. And that, I mean, that goes along with the religious belief of heaven, though. I mean, like, technically, and heaven could be seen as an alternate dimension, I guess.
My mind immediately was, like, Stranger Things. I went to Stranger Things.
Yes, the upside down. Well, I would hope it's not, like, the upside down in Stranger
Things. No, definitely not. But, I mean, there could be some cool dimensions out there that we don't know about.
Yeah. Maybe some people can go to the upside down.
Yeah.
Not us, though.
Totally. And I know that I've heard before on, like, weird, you know, like, documentaries about, like, the universe and everything, how... like, for time travel and stuff, and people wanting to go back, and sometimes people are, like, scientists, and they've kind of talked, not necessarily scientists, but just, you know, people that study it are talking about how sometimes if you go, like, for time travel, you could be traveling back into a different dimension. It might look like if you go back in time, like, if you went back to, like, the 60s or, like, the 1700s or something, but it could be just another dimension that's, like, presenting it, like, similarly, you know? It's just so... weird to think about and complicated for sure. All right, so another theory is the I'm not gonna say this right, cryogenesis theory, which is the body is preserved.
I think you said that right.
Yeah, I think so. It's easy to sound it out. I just wasn't sure if it was like there was a weird pronunciation of it.
It looks scary.
It does look kind of scary. But this is kind of like when the body is preserved at an extremely low temperature to stop the cells from evolving, so it can allow for the chance to bring the person back to life after the cause of death that they had experienced is able to be stopped.
Isn't that the thing that people say, like, Walt Disney is, like, frozen or whatever? And it's, like, a myth, but
yeah.
People say that Walt Disney is frozen cryogenically and they're going to, like, bring him back to life one day.
Yeah, totally. Because, I mean, with this theory, it's kind of saying how they're able to kind of find a cure for whatever killed you, you know, whatever you died from. So, like, you're frozen. So, like, once the cure happens, you can go back and come back to life in your body.
Got it.
Yeah, which is very...
Okay, so, yeah, they're, like, basically freezing you and then waiting, like, okay, buddy, we'll keep you around, and hopefully no one will forget about you when we finally find you.
Yeah, totally. And then I guess the last one I have on here is biocentrism theory. According to some quantum physicists, life creates the universe and not the opposite. So in this conception of the world, bodies die, but consciousness continues to exist. Which is just very intense as well.
That's insane. That's, like, too much for my brain to even...
I know!
The sentence, life creates the universe and not the opposite, is just too much to even
understand. Is! It's a lot to try to unpack and even try to comprehend, but it's... I don't know. It's a very extensive theory, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are some of the sort of theories that people have on, you know, stuff that relates to reincarnation. And now I have some signs of a reincarnated soul. So this is kind of leads into if people have experienced that, or these are some kind of telltale signs. Maybe if you've experienced it before, these could be, you know, contributing factors. So, I mean, basically...
Tell us if we have ever been reincarnated.
Yes, yes, I will. So basically, energy never dies, is transferred back and forth endlessly, taking many shapes and occupying different dwellings. Once energy escapes an expired body, it's only a matter of time until it re-enters a new body. And despite the new body being physically different from the previous one, the spirit or soul is there, and it has the ability to radiate in various ways. Which I've always been a believer, you know, like, we are all energy, so obviously when we, you know, cease to exist, like, that energy is never gone, truly. I'm a full believer of that.
Right.
For sure. So, it's just a matter of what happens
it's
to that.
It's, like, the easiest thing to believe. Oh, yeah. Because it's true, like, energy doesn't, it's the oldest, like, quote in the book mm-hmm. of, like, energy is neither created nor destroyed. Yeah. It never dies. It's always here. It's always been here. So we are the entire universe. The universe is us, and we're technically going to still be a part of mm-hmm. it, even if we're not conscious for it, which is, again, something our brains can't even really conceptualize fully.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's why it's, you know, some of these signs, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about, but, you know, like we said, the energy, you never know what's going to happen after it, you know, it's not in your body anymore.
You never know.
So a few of these sort of telltale signs of a reincarnated soul can be language. So if someone is suddenly able to speak or sing something not previously known before without any indication of where they might have learned it. So it could be like a foreign language, or the reincarnated soul may have the same way of speaking, like vocabulary or figures of speech, as the person who passed on or who they've taken the, you know,
sure.
have kind of reincarnated as. So that could be if someone just suddenly knows how to speak French and they never have ever
right.
learned it or even known, you know, anything. So that's one. Another one is mannerisms. So an easy way to detect a reincarnated soul is similar gestures such as body language, a laugh, physical expressions, etc. So the personality traits may carry over as well, like stubbornness, boldness, curiosity, or other distinct qualities of the light person. And they may appear to behave like the person who's passed on, or even if they're a different age or gender. So it kind of, that goes along with, you know, everything. The energy is just transferred, so a lot of the similar qualities, no matter what they were previously, are going to shine through and can radiate. So,
yeah.
And also the physical characteristics. So unique physical features are present, which, this is totally different from just common resemblance that people have with, you know, relatives, or, you know, someone might have coincidentally look like a certain person. And so that's excluding all of that. This is, something more, like birthmarks or moles or very specific features that are, sure. yeah, so very unique, specific features. And also the eyes, which I love this line, the eyes are the window to the soul, which
I love.
So if certain emotions or familiar feelings that have been associated with a specific person begin to well up by just looking at another person's eyes, that could be a very strong indicator that it could be a reincarnated soul, because you instantly had that reaction just by looking at someone's eyes. And it's very powerful, and that could be, you know, a sign that they are the person reincarnated in a different body.
Wow.
And also time coincidences. So people are born on the same day or in the same year as someone who has died. This could be an old soul choosing a new soul. So that kind of ties into the soul back yeah. to the past life.
Yeah, that kind of happened, not directly, but one of the only like mystic things that ever happened to me was my grandpa on my dad's side was passing away at the same time that I was being born.
Oh my God.
And he had no idea, like no one was telling him. He was very out of it, like he was in hospice mm-hmm. at home basically, so like it wasn't like anyone was gonna tell him, oh, you know, so and so is having a baby, like they weren't gonna bother him with it because he really wasn't there. Yeah. But he kept telling everyone, she's coming, and they didn't know what he was talking about. And then finally I was born and they told him, and he was like, yes, like aww. He knew, and he was happy, and he passed away shortly after, so I never got to meet him, but I always thought it was so interesting that he passed away basically like a day or two after I was born.
That's really interesting.
He knew that I was coming, so like there's something, it's almost like that, like we talked about last time, that liminal plane, it's something happened mm-hmm. where we were both, you know, close on that like line yeah. between like here and wherever there is after. And I just think that's crazy.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
still gives me like chills.
Oh, totally. It's like your energies are crossing and interacting, and
yeah,
hey, you could have some, you know, some pieces of that reincarnation in you or yeah. your grandpa.
Well, and that's what I think about too, and it's like I never got to meet him, I never got to meet my grandma, and she died like a week after my birthday, like, the year after. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all very, like, closely timed. Yeah. And I never got to meet them, but I definitely feel like...
connected.
Their energy yeah. is present.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That's so cool. I love that. I mean, of course, it's, you know, it's sad, but it's also kind of a, you know, you always have that, you have that connection despite not actually having, like, being able to meet them. So, yeah. it's always there, which is, you know, bittersweet for sure.
It's cool. It's crazy and, like, mm-hmm. almost creepy, but in a cool way.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
No, totally. Definitely. So, the last one I have on here for the signs is someone leaving before their time. So, this is, like, if someone has passed on with unfinished business or anything like that, they could return in the form of another to finish their purpose or try to resolve what was left open. So, if they, you know, have stuff to, unfinished things to take care of, they could just be reincarnated and, you know, use that next life to carry that out and try their best to solve right. that. Which is another interesting one that I didn't even really consider. I mean, I kind of always, you know, thought of it, but I never, you know, in-depthly was like, wow, this could be possible.
Right, like, think of it as life lesson yeah. kind of thing.
Oh, totally.
Like, what am I here to learn?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, with that, I kind of wanted to, immediately when I knew I was doing this topic, I wanted to go online and find, like, the craziest stories I could. And, of course, yes. there's so many. Like, the website I had, there were, like, 15 of them. There were so many different articles with, like, you know, multiple, like, 20 stories. Like, all these stories. So, like, it's hard just to, like, find ones that are amazing. Because I feel like all of them are amazing in their own way. Just because of the fact that they're about yeah. reincarnation. So, I have three here. And I kind of thought it'd be fun to read the title of them. And then let you decide what one I should read. Because...
Ooh, yeah. Giving you choices
because they are like wow. they're not very long, but just for time wise I figured just one would probably be enough.
Okay,
but and like if anyone wants to, if you just honestly research reincarnation crazy stories, anything like that, like you will find so much and you would just be sucked into all these crazy amazing stories. So I recommend doing that for sure. But
we usually read each other's stuff, and I did not get to read any of these stories, so I'm so excited that I get to like be surprised.
Yes, you will get to choose. I will read one of these for you guys.
Okay, so, I'm ready to pick.
So the first one is a Chicago fire victim was reincarnated as a 5-year-old boy. That's one.
Ooh.
The next one is a reincarnated murder victim returned to confront his killer.
Ooh. Which,
that sounds interesting. I know, I was immediately drawn into that one. And the last one is a child's birthmarks match a bicyclist's deadly injuries. Which, that goes back to one of the signs.
I'm definitely going to have to go with the murder.
Ooh, the murder.
The killer, yeah. Killer.
A reincarnated murder victim returned to confront
How
his killer.
How could I not?
How could you not, honestly? Also, these names are very... I mean, oh, they're from Turkey.
Did I pick the one with the worst names?
I mean, they're from Turkey, so I really am sorry if I pronounce these wrong. I'm going to try my hardest. But here we go.
You're doing great. I believe in you.
All right. So, when Karanfil Tutusmus of Turkey was pregnant with a son in the 1950s, she dreamed a man named Selim Fesli appeared to her with a bloody face. She went on to give birth to a boy, Semi Tutusmus. As soon as Semi began to talk, he insisted he was the reincarnation of Fesli. He said he lived in a nearby village and had been murdered by a neighbor. At the age of 4, Semi walked to Fesli's old village and talked with Fesli's widow. He was able to recount their life together in great detail, and his murder claims were somewhat corroborated. Fesli had indeed been shot by a neighbor, but the neighbor claimed it was a hunting accident. Semi, on the other hand, insisted his past self had been killed due to an argument over Fesli's mule grazing in the neighbor's field. Semi returned to Fesli's village throughout his life, visiting the widow and adult children, and when he encountered his murderer, he would throw stones at him. He did not enact more violent revenge out of concern his neighbor would also be reincarnated. Semi struck stuck to stone throwing to avoid perpetrating a cycle of murder across multiple lifetimes.
Oh my god. That is like 12 stories in one story.
It's very strange.
So much going on.
Yeah, and it's so crazy because, I mean, this kid was 4, and I mean, I know.
How could like a 4-year-old be able to hold this? A 4-year-old is going to march over. Okay, so at the age of 4, this little fucking 4-year-old marches over, walked to a different village to talk to a woman he used to be married with and was just like, hey, we used to be married. And favorite part of that is that his claims were somewhat corroborated. Somewhat. Like, what does that mean? Like, he got one thing right, but the rest was just like, I'm a 4-year-old.
I know. It's very strange. And I feel like it's just, it's crazy because a lot of these involve kids. And a lot of the things I've been finding I found in my research were a lot of the reincarnation centers on kids. And a lot,
I mean, if it's real, it's crazy.
I know. And that's like with the first one about the fire, like the Chicago fire victim. That one was crazy because it was they lived so far. I mean, the Chicago was, The fire was in Chicago. The fire was in Chicago, and obviously they didn't live in Chicago, and, like, the little boy, and this little boy was, like, recounting all these details, and it was scary, like, he would not have known this, because, again, he was a child, like, he was literally a kid, and...
That's definitely the scariest part.
Yeah, it was very scary, and he was just, the fact that he was recounting being, like, he was burned alive in this fire... And it's terrifying. I mean, this is real. I mean, I couldn't imagine how scary that must be for someone to try to, like, recount that and try to, like, you know, talk to people about it. And, you know, it's probably terrifying for them and no one can understand because they haven't experienced it. So.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing that did come up with, like, researching past life regression is that you have to kind of be good about surrounding yourself with positive light and... Mm-hmm. Setting your intentions on positivity and having a good experience because it can get really dark and heavy and difficult and be really hard to process, like, the things that you experience if you're going to do it by yourself.
Oh, definitely, and for sure, and it's just very crazy, you know, just this whole topic in itself is just, there's just so many different avenues and it just gets so deep and... I don't know. A lot of it, you know, it's a lot to take in, and I can see why there are a lot of skeptics out there. I can totally see, but at the same time, I mean, why not? I mean, a lot of this is, like, there's no proof. I mean, there's no technical proof that it doesn't exist. I mean, there's no proof it does exist, there's no proof it doesn't. So it's kind of, you know, obviously up to the person, you know, looking at face value, but there's just so much.
I mean, it comes down to the fact that it's so interesting and... Yeah. It's an explanation for what happens after death, the thing that we're all trying to figure out, right?
So just trying to figure it out. But that was the lovely and deep and crazy world of reincarnation.
Yes, thank you. What a roller coaster it was.
I really enjoyed our discussion, like, going from the past life regression to reincarnation and how that all kind of ties together and connects is very fascinating.
Me too, and it seems like we both found a few things that we are going to have to talk about or maybe even make entire episodes because there is just so much along this kind of field that is so rich and interesting to talk about.
Definitely.
Well, do you think we have time to give our listeners a little treat and do our past life tarot reading experience?
I think that'd be so fun. Jordan and I decided that we wanted to do a reading for each other, and we did this before recording, so we would have everything all ready, all the cards drawn and everything. And on a side note, I thought it was so special. Well, first of all, Jordan messaged me asking about what music that she should listen to, which I thought was a brilliant idea, so she could kind of channel me while doing the cards. So I did the same thing for her, and I have to say I had a lovely time listening to the New Moon soundtrack. And what a great soundtrack. I love it so much. So that was fun.
Say what you want about the Twilight movies, I won't fight you about it. However, the music. You cannot fault the soundtracks, especially for the New Moon.
They're on point. And I have to say, I forgot about how many bops were on that record.
Oh my god, they're so good. take some self-care time and listen to the New Moon soundtrack. And for Emma, I listened to Mazzy Star. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Yes.
And I, okay, I should say, I was very excited because I love Mazzy Star, but the songs I had of her, I've, like, kind of collected over the years and hadn't really paid attention, so I didn't really, like, put it together that it was her, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice to just listen to a whole playlist of her. It was very, I don't know, I was definitely able to get in the right headspace and channel you, and I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so much fun. So, do you want to do mine first since I just ended my section?
Sure, and I am going to kind of introduce the spread that we did.
Sure.
So, if you want to do a past life tarot card reading spread at home, it's very simple. We tried to find one that wasn't like 8 cards long because most of them are. And that's, you know, nobody has time for any of that. So,
yes, definitely not.
I picked a 4 card spread. Card number 1 is who were you in a past life? So for my instance, who was Emma in a past life? Card number 2 is what was your purpose during that lifetime? Card number 3 was a lesson that you did not complete in that lifetime. So something that you like were kind of on the path to learning but didn't quite get there. And then how was that life relevant to your current life? What can you learn from that life now? And
I love it.
I was so excited to channel Emma. I love doing tarot readings for Emma. And I was able to use my new Modern Witch tarot card pack. And I was able to write this in my Modern Witch journal. So I felt very, like, I don't know, very organized and cutesy. So I had a lot of fun. I'm just going to run through the cards that you got, and then I'm just going to go through my overall interpretation of all of the cards together. So, for who you were in a past life, you got the 10 of Cups. This is a beautiful card. The 10 of Cups is a beautiful card. In the Modern Witch, it's, 2 people, like, holding hands, and then, like, 2 little kids. Like, it seems like a very cute, like, family. And it's just, the card I got was, you basically just, you had a beautiful life, and you had a beautiful family, and it seems like this life that I was channeling, you had your trials and tribulations, you got through them, like, you basically were kind of at the, like, you were there, you were happy, you had the life you wanted. It just seems like it was not perfect, but, you know, like, it had a rainbow in it even. So, like, sunshine, rainbows, happiness. You were very positive and in a really great place. So, lots of positivity.
Love it.
And then for what your purpose was during that time, I got 10 of Pentacles. And
I love Pentacles.
Yes, Pentacles is for fortune and love and abundance. So, basically, what I got out of that was that your purpose was super centered around, like, love and family. Because both of those cards had little kids on them. It was really, it was really cool. It was, like, who you were in your past life and what your purpose was during that time. I'm just getting, like, a really strong motherly instinct. Like, I just feel like you were a really loving mom and, like, loved being a mom and loved having kids. So whether you want, like, I don't know if you want, I don't think we've ever really talked about, like, I don't know how you feel about kids, if you want them now, but in this past life, that's definitely, like, what your role was.
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, I'm just laughing because I think it's so funny because I honestly, right now, at being 24, I do not want kids. Well, obviously, at the moment, I don't want kids, but I don't know. I feel like when I was younger, I definitely wanted kids, but as I've gotten older, I've slowly kind of not wanted kids as much.
I feel like a lot of people our age are like, I don't know if I want to bring a kid into all of this, like, BS.
But, like, even that, like, I don't know. It's not that I don't like kids. I just kind of haven't liked them as much as I used to. Not to say that I maybe never will have kids. I mean, I've always thought of, like, right. maybe adoption. I've, like,
yeah, it just so made, like, avenues. Right now that is just not even. Yeah. And that's the same oh, for yeah. me. Like, it's not even. I always say, like, maybe in 10 years. Like, yeah, I can't yeah. even think about it. So.
I know.
But I can definitely relate as, like, you definitely, whether you want kids or not, like, you do have a motherly, like, loving, caring instinct. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, something that I told you right away when I got to Madison was, like, and when I got to your apartment when you used to live here, is you create such warm, inviting, comforting spaces, and you're such a gracious host, and you're so good at, like, having people over. So I just feel like you're just kind of, like, I feel like this person was definitely, like, a motherly energy, and maybe Aww. You kind of held on to, like, the hosting side of that, and, like, kind of yeah. just being able to create, like, a loving atmosphere. So
I love that. Oh my gosh, yes. that's so nice.
And then for number three, a lesson that you didn't learn or, like, complete in that life was, you got Eight of Swords, which
okay,
in the Modern Witch, it's basically a girl, like, surrounded by swords and obstacles, and she's tied up and has a blindfold on, and the card is all about, like, the rope isn't that tight. You can get out if you need, like, you can get out if you want to, but you have to believe okay. that you can. So this card is, basically says, don't surrender to hopelessness and negativity. Okay. And what I got out of it is it just seems like you were, like, too hard on yourself in that life. I okay. feel like the motherly instinct of, like, maybe, like, I'm never gonna be a good enough mom, I'm never gonna be this, like, I just yeah, feel like yeah. you're too hard on yourself, and I can definitely see that in this life. Like, I think you're a perfectionist in a good way, and you care, and you definitely want to do your best, but remember, mm-hmm. like, not to be so hard on yourself. And for your last card, Emma, for how this is relevant to your current life, I pulled death.
Oh. Ooh,
but as we all know, it's not yes. a scary card. Death is actually a really good card, all about kind of the ending of one journey and the rebirth and restart of a new journey, which is
wow, perfect. That's relevant.
Because it's 2021, yes. baby.
Yes.
And, honestly, this felt really weird writing because I didn't even go off the card that much, but I was just kind of drawn to write this. But what I said was, I think what this card is referring to is, like, this life that I was channeling was a full life. Like, that was mm-hmm. a full life. I think that even though you did, like, have that lesson that you needed to learn, it was a full life. I think most of the things that you did, like, don't have to be re-gone over or revisited. Like, yeah. I think you're an old soul, but in a lot of ways, you're also full of, like, new, young energy. And I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like the reading I got was, like, you lived a full life. You had this, like, really awesome, beautiful family and life, and you're back at the start of, like, a new journey for your soul to go on.
Ooh, I love that. Very positive. Yes. Very positive for the new year. So, wow, that was amazing.
There you go, Emma.
Well, are you ready for yours?
I'm so ready.
Oh my god, first of all, I feel like after that positive one, I got a lot of
not so
positive.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm totally ready to hear all about my life of, like, trepidation.
But the thing is, though, like, despite, because, you know, I go by, like, it was right side up or upside down to me, but, like, you said, you can read it both ways. And I think a lot of this, you can, it's not just like, oh my god, it's a negative card that it's going to mean everything's bad. Like, it's all about kind of introspection and thinking about what it actually means. So,
oh yeah.
I felt bad. I was like, oh my god, to that positive one, we're going to have a lot of darker
I'm cards, ready for it.
But hey, we'll see what we can uncover. So your first card was the describing you in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Three of Swords. And the Three of Swords was right side up. But obviously, I can, you know, I can read both sides. Okay. Because you never know what when you I mean, I feel like you can apply to both. But the right side up reading was heartbreak, emotional pain, sorrow, and grief. Oh my god, this is starting off with a bang.
Wow, great.
But the reverse was more like negative self-talk, releasing pain, optimism, forgiveness. So I mean, with that, you know, in your past life, you could have been going through a lot. You could have been, you know, faced with a lot of pain. And maybe you struggle, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with you in relationships and, you know, trying to break away from the negativity and, like, you know, with the forgiveness, you know, kind of
right.
working past that and kind of releasing the pain. I think, you know, even though if you were in pain, I think you kind of, you still had that strength within you and you, you know, ready to kind of pull yourself up and get out of that bad situation.
Right.
So it's not necessarily, I mean, it is sad that, you know, you probably went through a lot of pain in your past life.
But who hasn't?
Right. That's a thing. And also, you know, with pain and stuff, like, it will all pass. You know, there's good will come. Like, it's just all about time and, you know, working through things and conquering right. everything. And so I think with time, you know, you probably would have overcome all of that pain and, you know, everything going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a chance for you just to kind of pay attention to yourself and, you know, your life. You know, in the past, you could have been in a situation where you turn to yourself to kind of, you know, check, you know, what do I need to do to get out of this bad situation?
Right. So
I think with that, it has a positive spin on it, despite being very dark face value. The second card was your purpose, which was the Six of Swords. And yeah, you had a lot of swords for this.
All iron and weaponry, baby.
You are. So this is upside down, and when I first pulled it, and so the purpose of your lifetime was personal transition, resistance to change, unfinished business. But also on the upside, it was transition and releasing baggage. So that goes kind of, I think that really flowed well with the first one, because I think it kind of ties into you, like, if you had that pain you were experiencing it, you were kind of going through maybe your own transition, and maybe you were kind of resistant to it at first, because it could have been something really scary or really traumatizing that you had to work through, but you were sort of releasing all of that as you were, you know, coming into yourself and able to get over that and find that safety and comfort in your life. So basically, you were probably a very strong woman, or, you know, or man, or whatever you were back then.
I definitely feel, I know this is, like, weird, but I definitely feel like I had, like, a masculine life at some point or another. So
yeah,
it's
totally.
Definitely a possibility.
Yeah. Well, whatever, you know, whatever gender you were, honestly, I think you were just very strong and, you know, really faced a lot and had to sort of pull yourself out of a bad situation. But I think you had the strength to do it. You weren't just going through something really hard and letting it overtake you. I think you had the power within you to kind of turn a leaf and transition out of it, for sure. That's kind of the energy I felt, too.
Love.
Yes, so the third card was the lesson you did not complete in that life, and another sword. I got Nine of Swords.
My god.
See, lots of swords. And this one was right side up. And another thing is, the cards were every other. So the first one was right side up, the second was upside down, the third one was right side up, and the fourth one was upside down, which is another strange thing. Yes. So this was Nine of Swords, right side up, so a lesson you didn't complete. So this card, the meaning of this card was anxiety, worry, fear, depression, nightmares. The reverse of that is inner turmoil, deep-seated fears, secrets, releasing worry. So maybe something you didn't complete in that life was something that had caused you so much anxiety. You kind of were going through something, like, really intense.
Sure.
And you didn't, you know, you weren't able to necessarily release that because it was really crazy, and, like, that kind of played into all the pain you went through. So you never got to get over that kind of anxiety, and, you know, so...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, I mean, it's not really, again, of course it seems really scary, but it can also be kind of self-fulfilling because, you know, you kind of think about all the stuff that goes wrong with you and obsess over everything going wrong, but I think you're able to manifest some sort of positivity out of that and get rid of those negative thoughts. Like I kind of said before, it's all about, like, the process and, like, you know, it's all a process and it's all a matter of time before you're able to get the strength to pull yourself up from that. So sure. That kind of just ties back into everything. It's a cycle. So I feel like despite all that worry and fear you were experiencing, you know, it's just stuff that you had to learn. You had to learn to, you know, manifest that strength and kind of reflect on what, you know, was happening to you and all that. So I think that those flowed well together. I noticed it. It didn't seem like too random. Like it made sense.
Yeah, it's definitely like telling a nice story.
Yeah, for sure. And the fourth card, which was how is this relevant to your current life, was Seven of Pentacles. So we had a Pentacles.
Ooh.
And this one was reversed, I believe. Let me check my notes. Okay, Seven of Pentacles. And it was upside down. So the upside down meaning was lack of long-term vision, limited success or reward, which I resonated most with, which was long-term vision, sustainable results and perseverance.
Yeah.
So kind of relating to your, I think honestly what, how it's relating to, irrelevant to your current life is maybe, you know, like we're saying the 2020, the lack of a long-term vision. I mean, obviously we were all in a moment of time where we're just, you know, it was very scary. Right. And we didn't know kind of what that the long term was going to be like and how, you know, how our lives were going to progress over the year.
Well, and I even relate to that creatively because yeah. I'm one of those people that, like, I live in the future. I love the new. I love new exciting mm-hmm. things and ideas and being creative, but I definitely have a hard time keeping my interest over a long period of time and sticking through things when it gets hard. Yeah. So I can definitely relate to that.
Oh, totally. And it's like with your past life, like you gained over this great, you know, this great pain and everything. And now, yeah, in your life today, you're just, you know, you're just trying to figure out what what your passion is and like trying to go like make your goals out. And, you know, you're a very driven, creative person, but, you know, of course this world is full of so many possibilities and, you know, it's trying to like limit that and try to like, you know, make a plan for yourself. It's very hard to do, very easier said than done. So I think that just kind of ties into how hard it is to transition into adulthood and kind of take the reins on your life. So, but I mean, overall, I think it was despite the kind of darkness of the cards, the dark theme, I think that was very positive.
Well, and I think that too, like when almost. You're going into past life regression, that's a possibility. It can be really dark, like, especially if you're getting into, if you believe in, you know, holding on to ancestral memories and things like that.
Yeah.
If you are a part of a certain culture, it can get really like triggering and awful. So it can be dark and it can be difficult, but those things help us learn. If you believe that, totally. Like they help us learn in this life. So I think it's still important, even if it's like dark and scary, like it's still important to learn all of that.
Yes, for sure. Well, that was a success. That was so much fun.
I had so much fun talking about this one. And of course, Emma and I go like, of course we go at the beginning, oh, this is going to be a short episode. We kept our research really short. And now here we are an hour and a half later we just love like,
We apologize when we don't because, I mean, once you get into it, it's just so exciting. I get so into talking
with you, Emma. And
it's so much fun. Hey, no regrets. Honestly, like, if you guys have clicked off already, we understand. but we just enjoy talking about this. So I hope that you guys have stayed along till the end because
we really appreciate anyone that listens. Honestly, yes, we don't have an insane viewership, but honestly, the people that do listen have given us such amazing feedback and support, and it's just so fun.
It has.
Obviously, every week we come in here gushing about each other, but it's so nice to be able to spend this dedicated time talking with my friend and as we go into this year, I guess we can end the episode with our resolutions because this is definitely one of my resolutions is to just make as much time in 2021 for friends as possible.
Yes, I love that. No, I going into this year thinking about resolutions. I mean, I couldn't really pinpoint like specific ones. It was more like a general just, you know, positivity and just having people that are close to me, just like spending time with them and just having this, you know, overall positive start to the year and just, you know, try to go up from here because it's, you know, we only can go up.
Yeah, so. And I hate making resolutions because I feel like it's such a pressured thing. You know, I have to feel so bad if I don't do it. But I just...
But it doesn't have to
be. The phrase I keep coming back to is that this is just going to be the year of personal growth for me.
Yes.
I don't want to go into it being like, my New Year's resolution is to lose 50 pounds or to do this or to work out every day or I'm going to hate myself or to write in my journal every day. Like, I literally just want to keep growing and learning and being, like you said, positive and happy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we never know what the year is going to hold.
No.
If we've learned anything. Though. So
yes.
I don't want to be, you know, over here making resolutions that I know I'm not going to keep. And
that's the thing, and I feel like people are very intimidated by making out a big list, but you know, it can be just something, just reflect on your year and just kind of think about what you want to accomplish, not necessarily these big accomplishments, but just the small things in life and just, you know, just things that make you happy for the moment. It doesn't have to be like this huge life-changing resolution. And so
no matter how like non-creative you are or like not into, I mean, I would hope you are open to things if you're listening to our podcast, but you should take some time now that we've gotten to the new year to reflect on 2020 because
definitely
you're going to want, I think we're all going to want to look back on this time once it's far, far in the past and we like aren't traumatized by it. We're all going to want to look back and reflect on this time and understand how we were feeling and have empathy and an understanding for when it happens again, because it will at some point, no matter how long it takes. Sure. And I just think it's, well, and I think we've all learned things about ourselves this year. So we've all learned things that we can improve. And I just think it's important to take stock and reflect. And then, you know, if that gets a little stressful, get a bath bomb, have some
self-care moments all around,
and enjoy 2021.
Yes. So with that, thank you for listening and being on this journey with us. We really appreciate the support and would love for you guys to join the fam. If you want to follow us on Instagram at Bitches Brew Pod. And we have a Facebook page as well.
With so two V's. Join. Two V's.
Yes, with two V's. Yes.
Not a W.
Two V's. Not a W. Join us on this crazy journey. We're always over there.
We post episode follow-ups. Mm-hmm. We post pictures that relate to the episodes we did. We do affirmations. Like, we're always sharing some good stuff over there. So make sure to follow
us. Very interactive, for sure.
Tell people. Yes. Tell people about our podcast if you think they would like it. Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
We hope to bring you all of the amazing stories of 2021.
Yes, we are going to have a big year and we are very excited.
All right, we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.